Well, today we have two parables about the kingdom of God from St. Luke chapter 13. I wanted to point out this book here. This book is called The Parables of Christ. It was originally published in 1918 as The Parables of the Gospel, but it's been recently republished by Roman Catholic Books. It's by a very good Jesuit priest, Father Leopold Funk, a German Jesuit who went through every parable in the New Testament and gave a very good, very deep explanation of each of the parables of the Lord, drawing from the fathers and doctors of the church. And then he gives practical application. So it's only 829 pages. So if you're looking for some light reading, it's actually not too difficult. But let me share with you a few thoughts about these two parables of the kingdom of God and a few reflections from this book, The Parables of the Gospel. Now, we know that sometimes when Jesus talks about the kingdom of God, he's talking about heaven. But sometimes when he talks about the kingdom of God, he's talking about the church on earth. And these two parables would be about the church on earth, the kingdom of God that the Lord would establish. The first one is the mustard seed. And he compares the church to a mustard seed because the church began very small, very tiny, with just 12 apostles. But then it has grown today to 1.2 billion members of the Catholic Church. And the mustard seed is so tiny, it's like a little speck of black sand. It is so tiny. And yet, it grows very rapidly, and then when it does, it grows into a very large, tree-looking plant, and then the birds of the air nest in it, and they find shelter and refuge within the many branches of this tree, this large bush. And so, the analogy, of course, is that the church began very small with the 12 apostles. It was just a little speck. And yet it spread throughout the entire Roman Empire within just a few short years. It spread to all the countries. And then now, of course, it is in every country of the world. And even though the church has grown, it is still the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. You can still trace itself back to the original beginnings by Jesus Christ upon the apostles. And so it's not a new church, it's the exact same church. It has just grown and flourished and developed and spread throughout the world. And the birds of the air, all the nations, nest within the branches of Holy Mother Church. So the idea of there is shelter, there is protection within the church, because we can receive the sacraments, we can get baptized, have our sins forgiven through confession, be nourished by the Eucharist, be strengthened by confirmation. So we're within the shelter and protection of the church, just as the birds of the sky could nest within this branch and the tree, which was at one point very small. And then the second parable of the kingdom is the woman who takes some yeast, some leaven, and mixes it with the dough so that the whole batch is leavened. And again, one of the insights into this particular parable of the leaven is how what the church is to the world, leaven is to the dough. That the church is there to sanctify the world. The church is there to save the world, to enhance it, and to make it develop. And the Catholic Church has always been about renewing the world and bringing the world to Christ. In regard to works of service, works of charity, hospitals, orphanages, helping to take care of the poor, the suffering. The church is the number one largest charitable organization on the face of the earth. And it continued over the years to develop incredible beauty through architecture and art and sculpture. See, that's what the church is. It's the leaven. It's the yeast within the world. Without the church, we would not have the beauty that we have today in the world. When you look at so many of the museums and the artwork and the painting, sculpture, as well as the magnificent cathedrals and shrines. So again, that's just a practical application of how the kingdom of God is like that mustard seed and like that leaven within the world.